the question was asked, how do we understand the prohibition of chover chaver, gathering animals? So if you want to understand it as a derivative of some form of idol worship, that this was also using incantations, that's one way of understanding it. Rambam says that when people start approaching things out of logic, so then that leads them to all kinds of dangerous ways of thinking. Meaning the second you start accepting that by going bubbly, bubbly, bubbly gum, all the bees won't touch you, so then you could end up anywhere. Meaning once logic is irrelevant, any fallacy can take hold, so then there's the danger that people could end up believing that slaughtering their kids is a good thing. Right. Rambam's saying, once you leave the system of logic, so then it's very easy to descend to all kinds of very terrible things. And so the Torah, in its prohibition of don't pursue these things that make no sense, is telling you, lead a life that makes sense. Don't believe things, and don't run after things, because if you believe and run after, so then you can get to the worst places in the world.